You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
It's a flippity flip-flop that just won't stop, taking you up to the top and down to the bottom. Got a jukebox full of records because you want them. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you back to another Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on your worn-out walking shoes. It's truly the soul that came before rock and roll. The bridge between the post-World War II combos and the rise of rock and roll in the mid-1950s. This week we're going to feature a cat whose star burned bright, but fast. His name is Larry Darnell, and his name doesn't have as much kick today as it used to. For 1950, Larry Darnell was the biggest selling rhythm and blues singer in the country. He had a number one record that stayed number one for 8 weeks. He followed that up with a number two record, and then had two more charting singles before the year 1950 was up. And unfortunately, 1951 marked the start of his slow decline. He was born Leo Edward Donald Jr. on the 17th of December, 1928 in Columbus, Ohio. Like many African-American performers of his day, he began singing in the church, but it wasn't his singing that took him away from his home in Columbus. It was a traveling tent show called the Brown Skin Models. Several of his friends were dancing in the Brown Skin Models, and this was a tent show created by Irwin C. Miller. And tent shows were very big in the early to mid 20th century as an offshoot of black vaudeville. And since many of Larry's friends were dancing in this group, and he recalled that they performed all the time in Columbus, he decided to go with them and abruptly left home at 15 or 16. He left home to be a dancer, but soon found that while singing in the chorus behind the dancing girls, they needed somebody to sing solo, and there was no one around to do it. So Larry Darnell stepped out of the shadows and found his voice. Quite literally, because man, he had a powerful voice. This brought him a lot of acclaim in the tent show, but it certainly didn't bring him financial gain. See, the way the tent shows worked is that nobody actually collected a salary. They weren't getting paid. They were lucky to have enough money collected from their daily shows for food and even for shelter. Their lifeblood was their bus. And many times, as Larry recalled, they slept on the bus. And when they woke up in the morning, they just shook their clothes out and started working again. They would set up tent shows in any place, in any town that would let them perform. And then they'd basically collect pennies, and that money would get pooled together to try and feed the troupe. Well, as you can imagine, this wasn't a great situation for a 15 or 16-year-old. And Larry Darnell's mother came and collected him quite a few times and brought him back to Columbus. But then she'd turn around and he'd be gone again, back on the road. Well, eventually, the Brown-Skinned Models made it down to New Orleans, where they played a long stay at a downtown theater. When Frank Pania, the owner of the Dewdrop Inn, saw his show and offered Larry Darnell $75 a week plus room and board to come headline at the Dewdrop Inn. And that was a pretty big deal because everybody played the Dewdrop Inn. It was a major New Orleans hotspot. Pania really believed in Larry Darnell because he put him at the top of the bill. Even when major acts were coming to town, Larry Darnell had to close the show. Now, this guy hadn't even recorded anything, but he was still closing down the shows at the Dewdrop Inn. Enter Fred Mendelson, who had just started Regal Records and already signed Paul Gayton and Annie Laurie to his new label. He hears Larry Darnell and signs him up to Regal Records, which was a very smart decision. Now, some sources show that his first sessions were held in New York City, but I've done a little extra research, and I believe that Larry Darnell's first recordings were done in September of 1949 in New Orleans with Paul Gayton's band backing him up. His first two hit records were recorded at that first September session. Wallace Davenport's on trumpet, Frank Campbell's on alto sax and Barry sax, while Lee Allen is playing tenor. The great Paul Gayton's on piano, Jack Scott is on guitar, George Pryor on bass, and Robert Green is banging them tubs. Regal Records does the unthinkable and actually releases two Larry Darnell records at virtually the same time. However, I'll Get Along Somehow has Regal catalog number 3236, while For You My Love has the catalog number 3240. We're going to start with For You My Love, which was his biggest hit and charted first. It hit number one on Christmas Eve 1949 and became the very first number one rhythm and blues single of 1950, remaining there for 8 solid weeks. Here's this week's feature on the Juke in the Back, Larry Darnell with one of the biggest records of 1950, For You My Love.
I got a party planned for you that just won't wait for you, my love. I do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you feel the same. Milk and cream. I said goodbye to all the mob. I even went out and got a job for you, my love. I'd do most anything. I love you, baby, and I hope you'll feel the I was just mere sensation. Now that we're through, I'll get along somehow. I wanted love, you promised love, all you gave was conversation. Though I'll miss you, I'll get along somehow. Darling, all I have left is just a picture of you on which you wrote, but never, never, never meant the words I love you. I'm all alone, so all alone, I'm needing words of consolation, friendless and blue, but I'll get along somehow.
You're right up on top now, and you want to be free. Why, you feel that you're too good, much too good for nobody like me. Yes, you're afraid to present me to the friends in your set. Oh, well, I guess it's more convenient for us to forget. But how soon you forget all the fine, fine things you said, and how just a little success, yes, just a little taste of success has gone straight to your pretty little head. I hold in my hand three letters, dear, each from three different stages of your fine, super fine career. The first one began, Larry, darling, sweetheart, my wonderful one. I'll always be grateful for the things that you've done. Your second letter came right after I gave you your start. Yes, it came from your pen, dear, but not from your heart. The third is a joker that came with a deck. You ended your letter enclosed, Larry, please find my check. Why, you fool, you poor, sad, worthless, foolish fool, do you think your money could pay for the hard years I've suffered with you until things broke your way? Yes, I smiled when you kissed me, I thrilled at your touch. My only sin was I loved you much too much. I'm answering your last letter that said we must part, but I'm tearing it to pieces just like you tore up my heart. I'm sad and I'm licked and I haven't got a dime, but I thank God, yes, I thank my God, I found you out in time. Darling, all I have left is just a picture of you on which you wrote, but never, never, never meant the words I love you. I'm all alone, so all alone, I'm needing words of consolation, friendless and blue, but I'll get along. So
Larry Darnell. And it's the recitations that really make that record and really sold it. The thing is, though, on its original release, it was not doing super well next to For You, My Love. But when For You, My Love broke through, all of a sudden, the public was hungry for any Larry Darnell that they could get their hands on. And so, I'll Get Along Somehow became an enormous number two hit for Larry. It was recorded the same month, September 1949, by Ruth Brown for Atlantic. Now, Brown split hers up into two different songs. She did the straight version of I'll Get Along Somehow, and then a while later, she released the recitations as a song entitled Three Letters. Of course, in the doo-wop era, the Velvetones brought those recitations back in their version of Glory of Love in 1957. So what Larry Darnell was doing there was very influential for future recordings. Up next, we're going to take that number one single that kicked off the show, For You, My Love, and flip it over. The flip side, Lost My Baby, was recorded at that first session in September of 49 down in New Orleans. And due to the popularity of For You, My Love, Lost My Baby ended up charting in its own right, going to number 8 on the weekly rhythm and blues lists. Which I'd like to point out, at this point, the weekly national rhythm and blues lists only contained 10 slots. So during this time, Larry Darnell held on to 2 slots on that chart. Here's Lost My Baby as we feature Larry Darnell this week on the Juke in the Back.
Lost my baby, and now I'm about to lose my mind. Lost my baby, and now I'm about to lose my mind. Lost that good gal that used to treat me sweet and kind. She packed up and left me, didn't even say goodbye. Yeah, she packed up and left me, didn't even say goodbye. She's got me walking around in circles, feel like I wanna cry. Last night, guess I'm just a poor lucky man. Guess I just ain't living right. If you see my baby, please send her back to me. Tell her my condition. Can't stand this.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Barry from Riverside. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
By the way, I am Matt the Cat, and this is Daddy the Bobcat. I mean, Daddy's Matt the Cat, and I'm Bobby the Bobcat. And you're listening to the Juke in the Back. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, baby. I don't want you no more. Yes, it's goodbye, baby. I don't want you no more. You worn out your welcome, so pack your rags and go. Took my money, thought that you were grand. Yes, you took my money, thought that you were grand. Then went and got your loving from your after-hour man. Don't take the time to say goodbye. If you think I'm going to miss you, that's a doggone lie. So goodbye, baby, I don't want you no more. There's your suitcase in the corner, so pack your rags and go. Told your friends I was a sap for putting my paycheck right in your lap. If you think I need you, you've been misled. I need you, baby, like a hole in my head. So goodbye, baby, I don't want you no more. There's your bus fare on the dresser, so pack your rags and go.
Larry Darnell with a big seller in Charlotte, North Carolina, Kansas City, and Miami during February, March, and April of 1950. The tune, Pack Your Rags and Go, failed to make the national charts. It was recorded during his second session in New Orleans, held in January of 1950, and issued on Fred Mendelssohn's Regal Records. We're featuring Larry Darnell on this week's Juke in the Back, the great balladeer and blues shouter who only had four charting records, but really had an impact on rhythm and blues music in the early 1950s. Up next is a record from Larry's third recording session. This one was indeed held in New York City, whereas the first two were held in New Orleans. Paul Gayton came up from New Orleans, but he's got a totally different band on this one. John Hunt is on trumpet. Alfred Outcault is on trombone. Ray Abrams on the tenor sax. Paul Gayton on piano. Aaron Bell on bass. And Sam Woodyard on the tubs and pies. And it looks like only one song was recorded at this session in February of 1950. It's Why Do I Love You? And it's spinning right now on our old Rockola jukebox on the Juke in the Back.
Why do I love you? What makes you care? You made my life worth living. Knowing that you are always there.
Why do I love you? I love you not only for what you are, but for what I am when I am with you. I love you not only for what you have made of yourself, but for what you are making of me. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool in me, and for laying firm hold of the possibilities of the good in me. Why do I love you? I love you for closing your eyes to the discords in me, and for adding to the music in me by worshipful listening. I love you because you are helping me to make of the lumber of my life not a tavern, but a temple. And are the words of my everyday not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed to make me happy. You have done it without a word, without a touch, without a sign. You have done it by just being yourself. Perhaps, after all, that is what love means.
I'll never let her go.
Mary Darnell, I Love My Baby. What a standout record. It hit number 4 on the national rhythm and blues lists during the summer of 1950, and you can hear why. It's a fantabulous song, and it dates from his 4th recording session, the second one held in New York City during May of 1950. His next release for Regal Records harkens back to a song recorded at that second recording session in New Orleans in January of 1950. An apt follow-up to I Love My Baby, here's My Baby Don't Love Me.
And my head was a bit low. My heart was aching, my heart was breaking, 'cause my baby don't love me no more. I saw the mailman as he passed right by my door. Got that old feeling, head started reeling, 'cause my baby don't love me no more. I knew all along that my dreaming would all be in vain, but I love her so much, and I need her so much, it's slowly driving me insane. I'm lost and lonesome, like I've never been before. No use pretending this is the ending, 'cause my baby don't love me no more. I knew all along that my dreaming would all be in vain, but I love her so much, and I need her so much, it's slowly driving me insane. I'm lost and lonesome, like I've never been before. No use pretending this is the ending, 'cause my baby don't love me no more. 'Cause my baby don't love me no more. Well, long about sundown, my heart begins to cry. My heart begins to cry. Well, that's the time you left me. That's the time you said goodbye.
Feeling blue, feeling blue.
Yes, I feel so low down and blue.
Oh, I feel so low and blue. Feeling blue, feeling blue.
Yes, I feel so low down and blue.
Oh, I feel so low and blue.
If you don't come back to me, baby, well, I don't know what I'll do. shore and the blue leaves the sky. That's the time you'll find me crying with tears in my eyes. On about sundown, when my heart begins to cry. Yes, that's the time you left me. That's the time you said goodbye. First you say hello, then you get mellow. Mustn't be lazy, got to be crazy. Once you get started, here's what will happen to you. Shake it and you break it and you, oh babe. You're pumping and you're stomping and you, oh babe. You're singing and you're singing and you're, oh babe. You're hopping and you're popping and you're, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. You boogie and you boogie and you're, oh babe. You hustle and you hustle and you're, oh babe. You wiggle and you giggle and you're, oh babe. You shuffle and you stumble and you're, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh babe. Shake it and you break it and you, oh babe. You're romping and you're stomping and you, oh babe. You're singing and you're singing and you, oh babe. You're hopping and you're popping and you, oh babe. The world turns upside down when you holler, oh.
Darnell with his version of Oh Babe, a song co-written by Louis Prima and recorded by pretty much everybody. Of course, K-Star had the big pop version of the tune, but Roy Milton, Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris, and others gave that song a whirl. That was a really big record for Larry Darnell. It was the flip side of Christmas Blues, which did really well around the country. Oh Babe managed to chart. It hit number 5 around Christmas time and was his final charting record. So at the end of 1950, Larry Darnell had had one number 1, one number 2, a number 4 record, and that one rounded it out with a number 5 record. Not a bad year at all. Next to the Johnny Otis Orchestra, no R&B act sold more records in 1950 than Larry Darnell. And even though Oh Babe would be his final charting record, he would continue to sell well. But the label he was on, Fred Mendelssohn's Regal Records, was in trouble and would shut its doors soon. Mendelssohn was Darnell's manager at this time, and he would take him over to the CBS imprint OK Records. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's hear a jumpin' tune that was big in Fresno, California and Richmond, Virginia, but failed to make the national charts. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Larry Darnell with Don't Go, Don't Go.
I wanna be right where you are. I'll follow you near or far. Don't go, don't go, don't say that we'll do. If I lose you, baby, I don't know what I'll do. Job, I'll treat you right, give you my money, stay home every night, forget those things I used to do, 'cause all my love belongs to you. Don't go, don't go, don't say that we're through. If I lose you, baby, I don't know what I'll do. Don't go. If I lose you, baby, I don't know what I'll do.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Larry Darnell. And remember earlier in the program we played that big number 4 record, I Love My Baby? Well, now for the Great 78, it's time to flip it over. This one, You're My Kind of Baby, is a song that Larry Darnell used to kick off a lot of his live shows with. It was recorded at his fourth recording session, held in New York City in May of 1950. So let's go back to the summer of 1950 for this week's Great 78. Here's Larry Darnell with You're My Kind of Baby.
Time. I'd steal big and borrow a lot for you. Cause you're my kind of baby. Yes, you're my kind of baby. You're my kind of baby and I love you all the time. I don't need nobody else. I know you're mine cause you told me yourself. And you're my kind of baby. Yes, you're my kind of baby. You're my kind of baby and I love you all the time.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I know someday I'll discover one who will be my true lover. I'll tell her right from the start, if you want my heart, you know what you've got to do. Got to work, 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 baby, work, 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 baby, work, 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 work. If I'm a hard-loving daddy, you can be tall, short, or fatty. You can be any old size as long as you're wise and you know what you should do. Got to work, 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 baby, work, 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 baby, work, 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 work. If I maintain my employment, you should supply the enjoyment. Long as I stay on the job, your heart ought to throb. You know what you've got to do. Got to work, 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 baby, work, 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 baby, work, 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 work. Want in on my money, tell me I'm fine, call me honey. I'll give you shoes for your feet and something to eat, but here's what you've got to do. Got to work, 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 baby, work, 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 baby, work, 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 work. When I sit down on your sofa, you'd better not be a loafer. I'll tell you now, there's no doubt, you're lazy, you're out. You know what you've got to do. You got to work, 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 baby, work, 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 baby, work, 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 work. I told you I love you, I'm trying to show it. I told you I love you, by now you should know it. Whenever you call me, I run to you. What more do you want me to do? You wanted my honey, I gave you my honey. You wanted my money, I gave you my money. Whatever you ask for, I give to you. What more do you want me to do? Oh, why, oh, why can I keep you satisfied? Oh, why? That I can't do, you know that I try to. Whatever I can do, I
never deny you. Whenever you need me, I see you through. What more do you want me to do? Oh, why can I keep you satisfied? Oh, why? Heaven knows how much I've tried. The things that I can't. I never deny you. Whenever you need me, I see you through. What more do you want me to do? What more do you want me to do? What more do you want me to do?
What more do you want me to do? Larry Darnell, spinning off of OK Records, recorded with the Howard Biggs Orchestra in New York City on February 10th, 1954. He also sang that song in the motion picture Rock and Roll Review, featuring Willie Bryant as the MC and the Paul Williams Orchestra backing him up. Also on that program were some great performances by the likes of Big Joe Turner, Ruth Brown, The Clovers, and many others. You can see Larry Darnell's performance, as well as those other performances, on YouTube. Before that, we heard a great Jump Blues number, recorded at his first session for the OK label, held on November 8, 1951, in New York. Since the closing of Fred Mendelssohn's Regal Records, Larry Darnell didn't have a recording session for almost a year. Mendelssohn was his manager, though, and got him signed to OK Records as soon as he could. And though Darnell really excels as a balladeer, he could sure shout the blues, man. Work, Baby, Work is a fantastic record. It's a shame that it didn't chart, and it's not remembered better today. So the hits had stopped coming for Larry Darnell, but he continued to sell well and was quite respected in the rhythm and blues community. He would go on to record for Savoy, Deluxe, Map, Warwick, Anna, Misty, and finally made his last recordings in 1969 for the Instant label. Some great little funk numbers. The strains of touring finally got to Larry, and he decided to tone down his touring career, and he settled in Detroit for a while, where he played at local clubs. In April of 1979, Larry Darnell went to sing at a funeral in Akron, Ohio, where he was mugged and beaten with an iron by three men. He was in a coma for 5 days and had to have brain surgery. They fractured three of his ribs, broke his jaw, and as Larry recalled, all they got was $6. In 1980, Larry underwent lung surgery, but recovered from that and was singing again. But it was cancer. And on July 3rd, 1983, Larry Darnell died at the age of 54. He was a great talent, and his only sin was he may have been a little too pop for R&B and a little too R&B for pop. One of those cats that just kind of got stuck in the middle. But everything clicked in 1950 when I'll Get Along Somehow went to number 2 and For You My Love topped the charts for 8 weeks. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's edition of The Juke in the Back featuring the tremendous output from Larry Darnell. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on The Juke in the Back. Let's close down this week's program with a Larry Darnell record from 1957 for the Deluxe label. Now, 1957, rock and roll is going strong at this point. And you'll hear some of that rock and roll in Larry's singing style on this one. Here's Ramblin' Man. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
I got a Got a gal in Illinois, never looked at other boys. All the boys knew her heart belonged to me. She wants to make me settle down, and every time I hit this town, she is just as sweet as she can be. But I'm a rambling man, rambling from town to town. Rambling man, rambling from town to town. And no gal from Illinois will ever make me settle down. I met a gal in New Orleans, sweetest gal I ever seen. She cooked me red beans and rice all the time. Man, oh man, what a dish, and my command is her wish. She wants me to make her mine. But I'm a rambling man, rambling from town to town. Rambling man, rambling from town to town. And that gal in New Orleans will never make me settle down. There's a girl in Carolina, there's no girl no finer, no girl no finer than she. Well, she's at my beck and call, and we always have a ball, cause she knows what to do to please me. But I'm a rambling man, rambling from town to town. Rambling man, rambling from town to town. And no Carolina girl will ever make me settle down. She don't want no part of me, still I love her with all my heart. In Tennessee I'd love to stay, if she'd only name the day, and I'd never, never depart. But I'm a rambling man, rambling from town to town. Rambling man, rambling from town to town. And that girl in Tennessee don't want me to settle down.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.